Good morning, my radio audience. Well, I'm going to do something slightly different today because I'm being led to do so. Mary said something last week that really disturbed me, pertaining to she knew people that weren't allowed to get business licenses, and I couldn't understand that. But I thought about it, and I can see it's a process. And if you break the process at any level, you're not going to get your business license. And it has a lot to do with what type business you're trying to open. I think I want to cover a few things this morning because there's going to be a lot of money coming to Oakland. Some already have come. And if you are a business that wish to provide services that's going to help Oakland, and we have a lot of problems, you may be interested and knowing more about the monies that's coming. But it would do you no good to know about the monies that's coming if you're not prepared to apply for any of this money. It's always a process. So what I want to do is talk a little bit about how you can open up a business and get a business license so easily. I don't understand how you could happen not to, unless you're trying to open up a business and it's in violation of the zoning for that area. Now, usually they send you, I don't know the process anymore because I used to do this in training for people, and they change so many things. If you go down to the city to the business licensing place, they're going to send you to zoning to get permission that your business, whatever it is, can be operated in the area that you're trying to open up your business. On that block, that address, can that type business be operated there? Now, you know we just had an issue when we had this major fire killing up all these here people, that place wasn't operating according to law. That building wasn't supposed to be used for what it was used for. Now, that zoning in that area is both residential business. That's the reason why they wanted to play that, because it is both residential and business. But the building also has to qualify. So now we're going to have money coming here to help individuals out that would like to have a live workspace, which is how warehouses are done a lot of times. But they want to be qualifying for the money that's coming in to help them. Now, the people that need the help may not even know how to begin helping. But there are individuals out there that have nonprofit corporations or even for-profit businesses, including corporations, for-profit corporations, that can help. So what you need to do is understand this on both levels. The level that you yourself want to participate, and the level of those that can participate, because they are already established and have money. It's up to the community to know who all these individuals are, because even though the government may be sending some money here, it still may not be enough for Oakland. Now, see, we have a problem all over this country. All kinds of things have been occurring. A lot of people, a lot of deaths, a lot of folks even end up homeless. We have thousands of people that have lost their homes. So money is going to come to those states as well. Now, we as the people in Oakland, because I'm going to concentrate on Oakland, because it's my hometown, but this applies to all states in these here United States that have had any devastating things that have happened, caused lives and all things like that. There could be some money coming to you. Now, it's going to be up to your state or your local area to apply for these monies. And many times, that money is issued down to nonprofit corporations, churches. Now, even though they may not be 501c3, they are now providing money to individuals that are faith-based, as well as for-profit corporations, as well as for-profit businesses, even small businesses. I know of that possibility because I'm a small business, a home-based business, and have been for many years. But at the time that I received that, it is grant money, okay? And I have to abide by the same rules as the nonprofit corporations or whoever receive these grant monies. I have a feeling that some of these monies will go to small businesses, including home-based businesses. If I did it, I'm pretty sure a whole bunch of other people have done it. Anyway, I'm being led to talk about some of these issues, but in a way for you to prepare yourself, even if you don't have a business license, how to go about it and learn a little bit more about the monies that come from governmental sources, even at the nonprofit corporation level. Now, I'm going to be using a number of reference books. I always use reference books in my teachings. And there are three of them I'm going to talk about today that are very important, and they're good enough for you to even get started in opening up your own business. It is very simple. I have a home-based business. I had to get a zoning variance in order to operate my home-based business. Now, I'm semi-retired. I'm coming back out now. But for those of you that wish to start a business, I can get you started right away. It's easy. It's right down there. The city of Oakland has a whole department in getting you started and opening your business. You should go there first before you even do anything. They have a rack there that has all of the forms that you need to learn about to open up a business. And there are people there to help you. Go first and pick up all the forms you need in order to do your business. You're not going to get your business license until the zoning says it's okay. So you need to go while you there is pick up forms that's associated with zoning and learn as much as you can about the laws that are going to be, associated with whatever business that you're trying to open. Once you've done that and see you've picked up the forms, fill out the forms before you even go to the business office. You know, get two sets. One is how you're going to fill it out and look at it and find out if it's right. Get the instructions on how to fill out these forms. They usually have them right there. If not, you can go to the city webpage and get anything that you want pertaining to starting a business. They even have a business portal type gateway for you to learn as much as you possibly can about starting businesses. So the information is on the internet, even for the city of Oakland. And you can go on the internet in general and find out about starting a business. Now, keep in mind, you're going to be spending some money along the way. Pretty much every department you have to go to, including if you're going to be using a fictitious business name, you got another department to go to file that, and then you have to advertise. So be prepared to spend some money before you even open up your business. That's just the process, okay? Now, at the time that I had the governmental contract and I was teaching individuals how to go and start a business, we had field trips to do all that. I was paid to do this by Alameda County because welfare recipients will have to get a job, start a business, do something because the whole laws were changing. So in order for me to work with people the way I really wanted to work with them, I had to be on this side. I couldn't be an employee of Alameda County. I preferred to be a contractor. And I learned a lot as being a contractor. And one of the things is that it is very easy to get a business license, but it's a process. And I went in the field with everyone, and they saw how the process worked and everything, and they did their own thing. Many of them gotten their own businesses, and Alameda County paid for all of those little processes. I was saying you got to spend some money along the way. Alameda County paid this for the welfare recipients. They were called CalWorks at that time. I think they've changed that, but still amounts to the same thing. You're receiving public assistance. Well, anyway, many of them got their license and everything. And I gave them as much as I could give them in the short amount of time that I had to be with each of these individuals. Now, a lot of the information was contained in books. Alameda County provided them with all the necessary books that they needed to start a business and be successful in a business. It required them to read the books, because all of that information that they have in all of those books could not be taught to them during the short period of time of a few weeks that we have with them. And many people, I found out, did not read the books. But they got how to start a business, but they didn't get how they were going to really operate that business. They had it in their heads how they wanted to operate, and they thought that that was going to be the successful factor. It you have to take before you start putting your business into practice. There's steps that you need to really understand before you put your business into practice. And I try to tell people that because I used to provide the service of assisting individuals in putting their business plans together. And that was a part of my responsibilities also, working with the welfare recipients. I had to assist those that were getting ready to start a business in putting their business plan together. And many of them didn't even know what that meant. Well, still today, if they didn't do what they were supposed to do that was associated with that business plan, they didn't realize that their business was not going to work. And one of the things I learned in the process, and I try to eliminate in my training doing a lot of the work for the individuals, especially the welfare recipients, because that was one of the challenges or challenge questions that I had to answer from one of the individuals that was superior, my superior, when they asked me, well, how much time are you putting into helping them prepare the business plan? And I did a lot. I did more than I was supposed to. I did more hand-holding than I was supposed to. But I was doing what I thought would be best. I'm not certain if it was. That hand-holding may have thought that whatever I did wasn't that important and that they would have to continue that in order for their business to be successful. So I don't think the rate of people getting their businesses and keeping them with the short amount of time that I had with them would make them successful. They had to already have something in them and read those books. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce to you three of these books. Now, I call myself a simplified idiotic dummy. And the reason why I do that is because I've gotten a lot of my teachings from books that said simplified and for dummies and the book series that's for idiots. I definitely bought a lot of those kind of books and they were helpful. So I'm going to introduce two of those books today. What I began doing in my research into learning things is I'd buy all three series if it was there, the simplified series of it, the dummies, as well as the idiot series of it, to see what they are all saying. And I found that I learned something from each of those series of books. Now, I'm going to introduce a book that's called Small Business Kit for Dummies. Let me give you the ISBN number so you could call or go on Amazon or wherever you can do and put in this number and they'll let you know if they have it available. You may have to order it. They still have bookstores that you can order from. You have to go on the internet and find out who they are. But I'm getting ready to give you an ISBN number. I'm just going to say the number, and you should be able to locate the book. 0-7645-5093-4. Now, I'm putting those dashes in there, but I don't think they're important when they're in putting it when you ask for the book through the ISBN number. I don't know how important it is, but you'll know where the dashes are if it is important. This is a very good book, okay? It has a CD that comes with it that has loads of files, okay? It covers starting up the business. It deals with money matters. It has a whole part in that. And dealing with employee and consultant issues. And then it has a section called Bulletproofing Your Business. And then Spreading the Word. And then there's a section called Parts of 10. It deals with a lot of websites with businesses, and the appendices also does. Now, the part I really like about this book is what's on that CD. You have loads of forms, including forms that give you samples of business plans. That's how they start you off in this book. After the introduction, chapter one, chapter two is on a business plan. You have to have a business plan. This book has several samples of business plans. Hey, Mary.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm covering getting business licenses. Because you're the one got me doing this because you said you know of a people that weren't allowed their business license.
Oh.
So I'm going to go through the process. And if anyone, and again, you give me a call if you know someone that was denied a business license so we can go through
the
process.
Yeah, I'm going to get back to you. I've already talked to them.
And, you did?
They're going to get back to me. So, you know. Can I get past the business licenses?
Yes, you can speak on anything you wish to speak on.
Okay, I want to talk about these black colleges and the black college presidents that went up to Trump to see him, you know, see him at the White House, I guess to get some money.
Probably.
I think they're a national disgrace. I don't understand why they have never talked to President Obama or the black college. The black caucuses. I really don't understand that. Have they spoken out for reparations where they wouldn't have to do this? That's another question. Also, this white woman up there at the White House, Kellyanne Conway, sitting up there among these black college presidents, I don't know what to say, barefooted, playing with her camera, showing her legs. I mean, she's a disgrace. Would she do that to white presidents of colleges, white men? Would she be doing that? I mean, what would she try to prove?
I don't know. We have a lot of people coming out of the woodworks letting you know how they really feel about things, and they're coming from all nations of life.
And now the black presidents are saying that they were played. Well, what the hell did you go up there for anyway?
That's the mindset of some people.
But
that's what they do.
How dare you say you were played? President Trump played you.
Huh?
How did he play the black presidents? None of them looked like they were starving for nothing. They all looked like football players.
You're going to have people that's going to disagree with, and people that are going to agree. And right now, this whole country is in turmoil because nobody can't seem to get together.
And the woman acting like she's about to give a lap dance. I don't understand that kind of stuff. You could have acted respectful. I'm talking about that dear Kellyanne Conway.
Well,
in front of the men. I mean, why did you have to be barefooted?
What if she was under influence of unclean spirits? Would she act respectful?
Is that medication or liquor? Which one?
It doesn't matter. It's easier for unclean spirits to influence you when you are under the influence of alcohol.
Well, the spirits and the demons, they got 2 feet. You know?
Yes.
You don't have to do that. You have a choice.
Operate
she
under
didn't
the
have
flesh.
To act like that.
They're operating under the flesh. Okay? And in this case, flesh ain't doing too good here.
but my point is, the black presidents of these black colleges, they could have did a better job. In fact, they shouldn't have went up there. You know,
All I know is, if it comes up where it helps more people that wouldn't normally be able to attend these colleges be able to attend, I'm not gonna say a thing. They brought
well,
some money.
That's some things you don't have to be a sambos about. I mean, you're treated like dirt with this woman act like a lap dancer. You gonna accept money for things like that?
It is, Mary. Yes,
you know,
it is.
You don't do any. You don't just do anything for money. Come on. You
some
don't do anything.
Do remember,
money
has taken the place of God. Who? People worship money now. Okay. And
it's
you can
God's
tell
money. Every bit of money down here is God's money. That's God's money.
Think about it that way.
You know, you're supposed to think
money is God. They're doing exactly what the Bible says that they will do when they start worshiping money.
With everything down here, you down here renting. You're renting from God. That's all you're doing.
A lot of people don't believe in God, so what do you tell them?
That's their problem. That's their problem.
Some of those people that you're talking about that are doing some of these things, many of them may not believe in God or Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm talking about also the great ones who believe in God, not just the atheists or whatever they call themselves. That's their choice. But I'm talking about the ones that do believe in God. They act like atheists.
They're speaking belief in God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at their actions. That's how you have to deal with it.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the black college presidents who should have went to the black caucus. What is the black caucus up there for? If they're not
about the black caucus when they dropped out of the reparations thing somehow. I don't know what's going on with them. I'm not thinking about them anymore.
I didn't even know that.
It's going to be up to the people to do what is necessary that we want to have done. And until the people do what they're supposed to do, everything's going to remain the same.
And also, one more thing. I know you have a lot of callers. My thing is, tonight in Berkeley at 5:30, they're having a pro-Trump thing. Okay, there's going to be people from anti-Trump thing. I'm asking people to have cool heads, and you know they having these protests, these Trump people, because they want you to come out and act a fool. Please do not do
Mayor,
that.
That's the best thing you're going to be able to do is pray on it, that nothing happens, nobody get hurt, and everybody get to speak their peace, whether it's agreeable about everybody or not, and there's no violence.
Because there's a third people that come out. I don't know if they're, being paid. They could be paid by the Trump people. That's going to come out and erupt anyway. They do. That
well,
from the land
matter,
side.
Mary. I'll put it this way. If they're able to be paid to do evil, that means that they were influenced by evil.
I know the evilness. Yeah, that's understood. You have a choice on the evil side.
A lot of people don't want to.
I can understand that. But just because something wants to make you evil, that doesn't mean you have to be evil. That's my point.
Mary, you have to realize if you don't prepare yourself, guard your thoughts, and all of those things, you will be influenced.
You're influenced every day, but you don't have to go for it. You don't have to go for the okie doke. Everybody know there's evilness in there. Satan's in the world. Everybody know that. But that's the test between God and evil.
They don't look at themselves. They're too busy looking at other people and talking about them bad, and they don't look at themselves, the evil that's within themselves.
Well, I have a joke, and then I'm going to let you go. A joke from George Wallace. He says, Oakland prides itself on diversity and internationalism. And he says, the only thing international about Oakland is the House of Pancakes. So I will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, Mary. She made me think about something, because we do have all nations here, right here in Oakland. And I'll get back later, because we have an international boulevard. And that international boulevard, if you go starting from First Avenue on East 14th, in an international boulevard now, and if you drive straight down that street, you will see the nations other than African American. You'll see Mexicans, Asians, you'll see Koreans, you'll see everybody but black people that have businesses on International Boulevard. And we have a minister that's trying to change that. So all I can do is ask people to unite and try to work together. Okay, I gave you the ISBN number to this book. It starts off with business plans, and then it has, like I said, a CD in it that has a lot of forms on that CD, and it will provide you information you need to do any kind of business that you want to do. A profit, non-profit, small businesses, partnerships, it gives you an idea about partnerships and various different things. And you have forms there pretty much for every type business starting, including tax forms. They tell you what tax forms you need. Now, this is the small business kit for dummies. It's the book. I'll give you the ISBN number on this one again, just in case you didn't have time to write it down the first time. 0-7645-5093-4. You can get this book for about $25, $30, and it has the information that you need in order for you to start a business. Now, for anyone that's having a problem still after you bought this book and you're trying to open up a business in Oakland, give me a call, because there should be no problem, even if you have a home-based business. If you go on and get your zoning permit and you'll get your certificate of business license from there, and his money has to be paid. I don't know what the costs are now, but be prepared to pay about $300-$400, I'll say, in expenses in putting this business, just putting it together. And it's a for-profit. Now, a non-profit corporation, add another $300 or $400 to that because you have to incorporate, and that's going to cost about $300 or $400 itself. But anyway, for nonprofit corporations, which I really want to talk about, because a lot of the money that comes, the majority of the money, is going to be specifically for 501c3 people. They have been lenient over the years and allowing nonprofit corporations, which includes churches, allowing them to get their 501c3 if they have been operating without a 501c3. As a nonprofit corporation, it is not mandatory for you to fill out the forms for 501c3. And many nonprofit corporations in the past had not been completing these forms, including churches, mainly because you're going to have to document more and show more to state and federal agencies than you normally would if you complete these forms. Churches didn't complete these forms because it wasn't necessary to complete these forms to receive pretty much the same benefits as a 501c3, as an operating business. Nonprofit corporations are businesses, including churches. So there are some business things that must be handled. A lot of people are saying that the church is supposed to be separate from the state or the government. Well, if you don't go into business collecting monies from folks and things like that, maybe you don't have to account for a number of things. But in order for you to be a nonprofit corporation, you're going to have to be approved by the Secretary of the State of California government. Okay? So quit having in your head that the church is separate from the government. It's not. It's either going to operate as a nonprofit and get state approval, or you are a prophet right off the bat where you're going to have to pay taxes. Simple as that. You're not nonprofit, you got to pay taxes. And if you make money that's not a part of your purpose of being a nonprofit, you have to pay taxes on that. Many nonprofits don't understand that. So what I suggest you do when you incorporate as a nonprofit, when you fill out the forms, which you should, write down all kinds of ways you're going to make money. Just be as broad as you possibly can. So anything you do will be considered money that you don't have to pay taxes on. But don't even worry about it. If you have a way to make some money, just look at 50% of that money is going to the government. Okay? You know basically what the tax rates are, so close to 50. So look at it that way. Therefore, if you got a way to make, let's say, $100,000, you keep 50 and you have to pay taxes on 50, whether you're a nonprofit or corporation or not. If you are making money that's outside of the purpose that you incorporated for, you have to pay taxes. We've had a number of nonprofit corporations that are no longer in existence because they played with that, okay, got caught. So you have to keep track of the monies, and I'll get more into how that goes. A lot of you want to nonprofit your business in order to get grant monies. It's not necessary for you to be a nonprofit, but yeah, most of the money will be. I'll talk a little bit about that. But I want to give you the ISBN number to what is called the California Nonprofit Corporation Kit. I'm going to try to get some of y'all together and be halfway there, because this money is going to be coming in over the years. The kit has all your corporate documents you need, including your membership, but they also have the book, the California Non-Corporation Book. Both of them have the CD in there with forms and things, just as the Small Business Kit for Dummies. But in the corporation kit, it has membership forms and a number of forms that's already in the binder that may not be on the CD that they give you for all the other forms. So it has all of that. But the main thing it has that you want, even though it says the California Nonprofit Corporation Kit, it has the 501c3 tax exemption forms in there with explanation of each line of the form. This kit I've been using for over 30 years, and it's by attorney Anthony Mancuso. He's also the author of Incorporate Your Business. That's from way back, even before 30 years. The first book I bought was that one. But now he has a whole kit where he explains things, including the laws pertaining to when you are filling out these forms. He has both the federal form, 501c3, as well as the state exemption forms. And he shows you how to apply for both. Now, a lot of people don't understand that once a person completes the 501c3 forms, they have even more responsibility to the public. Okay? And once they, you know, fill out the form to be nonprofit, they also have responsibilities to the public and the governmental entities. But once they fill out that 501c3, there's a whole packet. It's called the 1023 packet, I believe it's called, that has all of the stuff you need for the 501c3. But once they fill out the 501c3, you have public right information, public information that they have to maintain. And if you request this information from them and they don't provide it within a reasonable amount of time, and that's usually 30 days, they could be fined a lot of money, okay? And their nonprofit status could be lost and all kinds of things. This applies to churches as well. Now, right off the top, they're supposed to give you, I believe it's either 2 or 3 years. When I do part two of this, I'll give you the exact stuff. They're supposed to give you 2 or 3 years of financial records. You're supposed to get all of their incorporation forms, and as a matter of fact, if they have the exemption, the federal and state exemption, they're supposed to give you a copy of those forms if you request them, as well as all of the information that they have given to the federal and state entities pertaining their incorporation, other than things that they have requested not to be allowed because it would hurt the business for, you know, trade information, you know, that type. stuff. You don't want to give any of your enemies your trade information because they could steal it from you and take your business. So there are things that you don't have to provide to the public, just to the government. And they'll let you know what those things are after you request not to allow it. They'll let you know if it's going to be allowable and what's not, if that's the case. But anyway, this kit is something important. Let me give you the ISBN number to the kit. Now, they have two numbers here. One is for the kit and one is for the book itself. Let me find it because I know. Okay, here it is. The ISBN number for the kit is 13-978-4133-0640-8. Now that's the kit. And the book number is 1-4133-0640-3. Now the book, I think it costs about $40-$50, and the whole kit is about like $70 or $80, something like that. But get this, if you want to incorporate, you need to have this information. Now I will cover some of the laws of nonprofit corporations that I've found. A lot of nonprofit corporations didn't realize that they needed to abide by. Should have made sense, but it didn't. Also, grant writing for dummies. Now, I went back to the dummy series because I want you to remember, if there's anything you want to learn, see if they have it in those simplified dummy or idiot books, because sometimes they help you out a lot before you read the more complex books associated with that particular subject matter. But anyway, the ISBN number for this book, you know, Writing Grants for Dummies, 0-7645-5307-0. Now, go and get these books. I will be talking more about both of these books, or all three of the two books and the kit, more as the money is coming in. Now, like I said, there are a lot of forms on these CDs that you get with these books and kits. Go and get this information. Like I said, it covers a lot. Starting with Form 0101, it deals with your business plan. They have all kinds of business plans. And then it goes into organizing a corporation, board of directors, everything, how to take action, the forms you need to use to keep your records together, because these records are have to be given to the public. Many people don't understand the difference between a nonprofit corporation and a corporation. They think that if it's nonprofit, you cannot have a profit, and that's not true. What it means is that the profits cannot be dispersed among no one. Everybody is paid their salaries and wages, and all the expenses and bills are paid. After that, what's left over stays with the nonprofit corporation. Now, for a for-profit corporation, that's where they distribute shares. You know, you have shares of stock, and depending on what type of stock it is, you get paid. And right now, we just had a major company that went open. What do they call it? Snapchat. I don't even know anything about it. I wish I had kept up with it. I heard about it because I might have wanted to invest some stock in some of that stock because we got some millionaires that happened overnight. But anyway, so much for that because we're going to be talking more on businesses, corporations, and things. I'm not going to get as deep as I did with a particular company I did some years back where I even did the research on the board members and how much stock they have. And based on what the stock was going for at that time, those board members were multimillionaires and billionaires. And I gave out the names and everything. But I don't think we even looked at it in the way that we should have. And see, right now, we're going to have a lot of problems. So we need to get into what Trump is really going to be doing here that's going to affect the economy, businesses, and everything. Because I don't know what's going to happen after the emergency monies are dispersed out. And if it's going to be even any good for those that are homeless, because it's supposed to be helping all kinds of things. Okay? The homeless, businesses, housing, for those that can afford a little bit of something. They want to call it affordable housing, but I want you to keep in mind, affordable housing means you got a job, okay? Not governmental subsidies or any kind of subsidies, which that's Section 8 and low housing, not affordable. So those of you that are looking for Section 8, you need to get your pressure groups together, people that want to fight for it, because when the money starts to trickulate after this Trump situation, you want to be a part of it and know where it is. Follow the money. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. Until we meet again, I love you.